Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Anthony Ginsberg, the co-creator of the Han Jin's Tech Megatrends ETF. Anthony, good to see you again. How are you?
Great. Good to be with you, Christine.
Anthony, we are talking about the April report of the Han Jin's Tech Megatrend ETF. It appears that blockchain is now your standout sub-theme. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we added 11 new holdings for blockchain. It's a lot broader than just Bitcoin. So a number of them don't impact directly on Bitcoin. But yes, those 11 have performed very well. We actually have 13 holdings for blockchain. It's one of our eight sub-themes, and everything is equally weighted. So the exposure is at most 1% typically for each company. But it has been a standout performer. We've got a couple of groups such as Riot Blockchain. There's another one called Voyager and Marathon that did well over 50% last month. So we recognize that it can be a little bit risky, and that's the reason why we have these eight equally weighted themes, Christine, across the entire digital revolution. In fact, Future Cars did well last month as well, as well as gene sequencing. Those three sub-themes were the standouts.
How has the recent Coinbase IPO been helping to drum up excitement in the blockchain space?
Right. We have a number of clients who are nervous to actually buy the cryptocurrencies directly. So Coinbase going public for almost $100 billion is really seen as a proxy for mainstreaming trades across cryptocurrency. And it actually is allowing our clients essentially from a distance to be able to at least participate in the growth. Ultimately, blockchain is utilized in real estate transactions, in digital IDs, actually even for voting records. There's a number of other areas that really underpin blockchain. It's almost like the engine that's powering the car. The car might be the cryptocurrencies, but without the engine, you're just not going to get there. So we see it as a much broader play than just three or four cryptocurrencies.
And it seems like this is playing in your favor, as it appears the ETF has outperformed the NASDAQ year to date.
Yes, actually, we're a lot broader in terms of our global breadth as well. The US is only 57% of tech megatrends, unlike the NASDAQ, which is almost 100%. So it's the global exposure, but it's also the FANG exposure. Netflix just had a wobble the other day with their subscription numbers and their shares came off 10%. We just don't have that. So fortunately, our FANG exposure is below 10% at the moment, compared to most tech ETFs or index funds that typically have 30-40% exposure to the FANG. So also being global, I think, has helped us. And frankly, including some of these other digital themes, such as online gaming, which is four times the size of Hollywood, unbeknown to many people, just how mainstream it's become during COVID and work from home. So we're benefiting also from cloud computing, future cars. Gene sequencing is becoming increasingly mainstream for hospitals. And the Biden administration is now going to be awarding $7,000 subsidies for EV electric vehicle purchases. So they've also benefited. Something like Volkswagen, one of our holdings, was up 30% last month on the back of them rolling out six new gigafactories for EV cars. So even the traditional car makers are making a big push there.
So just leaving it at blockchain before I let you go, what's your outlook on that theme?
Well, ultimately, blockchain is predicted to grow tenfold in the next 2 years. So actually faster than even cloud. Cloud's supposed to be tripling in the next 3 to 4 years from about $200 billion to $500 billion. But blockchain is at about a $3, $4 billion revenue level at the moment. It's supposed to go up to about $35 billion for blockchain just in the next few years. So we're definitely optimistic. We think that there will be ups and downs based on the cryptocurrencies. And for us, the most exciting part is actually the diversification of blockchain as it moves into digital wallets and other areas such as real estate transactions and just these digitized ledgers, which is a lot more mainstream than just the cryptos.
Interesting stuff, Anthony. Good to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Christine.